You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Producer Tess Barnett put together a report about the Dakota Access Pipeline.
US police are arresting the last of the Standing Rock protesters after a long-winded fight over the North Dakota pipeline project. Many months of protesting came to an end for the tribes of North Dakota after a final ruling allowed police to arrest the remaining protesters so they can go forth with the final piece of the pipeline. The pipeline began in December 2015 when US Army Corps of Engineers for the Obama District published a draft plan. The draft was initially open to comments from the public about environmental and cultural concerns. However, the tribes believe the Corps did not engage in adequate consultations regarding the pathway of the pipeline despite its disruption to culturally significant sites in Lake Oahe. Native American tribes in the area use Lake Oahe as a water source and it holds historical and sacred sites near the crossing. In August 2016, construction workers arrived and were faced with roughly 30 individuals protesting the pipeline. This number only increased throughout the day. From Hooper Valley Tribe, Thomas Joseph spoke to The Guardian about the protesting.
We love this country. We love this land. And we'll do what we need to do to protect it. And if you look throughout the camp, you'll realize that it's not just Indigenous people here, that we have people of all faiths and of all races here standing up against corporate America to tell them that enough is enough and that our water comes before money.
Following these protests, many of which turned violent, a US District Court judge put the construction on hold in September. Despite the request to put a hold on the construction, in October the construction began again anyway. President Obama says in an interview that they were examining other routes for the pipeline over the following weeks while protests still continue. In December 2016, the Army Corps halt the construction again and say they intend to issue an environmental impact statement with full public input and analysis before it approves the river crossing at Lake Oahe. However, following President Trump's inauguration, he expedites the pipeline and the Army Corps terminate the period for public comments and revoke the notice of intent to prepare an environmental impact assessment. In February, the pipeline began construction again near the crossing under Lake Oahe. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe asked the US District Court to issue a restraining order to block construction of the final piece of the pipeline. This request is denied. The Corps formally terminate the environmental review in a notice published on the 17th of February by the Federal Register. On February 22nd, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum sets the deadline for the remaining protesters to leave the camps on federal land near the area of the company's construction site. The arrests are ongoing today and will continue until the remaining protesters are removed. This marks the end of a year-long battle, resulting in a sad loss for Native American tribes in North Dakota. Tess Barnett, BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.